Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, from all over the planet. You are about to listen and learn and watch the world's greatest action sports podcast. It's called The Monday Mass. I'm Chris Cote.
And I'm Todd Richards. And if you're just joining us, the hell is this? What are we doing here?
What is it?
Well,
what is it?
We're basically TMZ for action sports.
We give you all the news and information.
Whether you want it or not.
Whether you wanted to hear it or not. Well, let's go quickly through our wonderful list of sponsors. Without these companies and people, we can't do this show
right.
For fun. We can't do this for fun. We're going to do it as a business.
Right.
Business.
Very lightly.
All right. Business. Bubs Naturals at Bubs Naturals. Talk about collagen, MCT brain oil. Mind, body, soul, feel good. Bubs Naturals. Use the code MASS20.
20%.
If you want to buy it. Beneath Apparel. What's that? You got it?
Drawers. I got my drawers on.
I mean, it's just proof that we wear the most comfortable underpants on the planet. And you can too. Beneath Apparel. BN3TH Apparel on the gram. Hanson Surfboards.
They are our local shop. You can get everything from skateboards to snowboard stuff to surf equipment. And they are local and support your local skate,
everything.
Surf, snowboard shops.
Everything and anything you want. K2 Snowboarding, right here. Are you ready? Are you? I'm not talking to you. Are you ready to ride? Yes, we're ready to ride. With K2 Snowboarding at k2.snowboarding. Don't forget to get some if you're getting out there. Panikin Coffee and Tea. Always Panikin Coffee and Tea. YouOnline.com. Well, that's where we live, right?
That is where our home is on the internet.
That's one of our homes.
New Greens. As if you weren't healthy enough, get healthier.
Get healthier
if you
with New Greens.
Don't like eating vegetables, you might as well drink them.
And if you sometimes slam, be it on a mega ramp or just walking down the street, or if you get sore from taking the trash cans in and out, we have a solution for you. NanoCraft CBD. NanoCraft CBD. You go on the website, use the code MASSCBD20. Get yourself a discount. Get yourself feeling good. Adventure.io. Our first guest actually is living the adventure. He's been skating a lot at Elliot Sloan's house, which you can also skate to through Adventure.io. And with that, let's just bring in our first guest of the day.
So this is Skate News.
Hammer. Yeah, we're starting with Skate News, brought to you by Adventure.io. This guy has been killing it. He's kind of like a 2 to 60 foot expert. Anything in between, 2 feet and 60 feet. Clay Kreiner is joining the show, hot off the heels of dropping an incredible part, the best part of the year. It's the part of the year.
So far.
Yeah.
Deep in the year, boys, but thank you.
Yeah. No worries. And also, brand new pro model, Toad sent us over these. So we're pretty hyped. New Blood Wizard model.
That's the wrong guy.
Oh, that's Tristan Rennie's board.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Why'd you bring that on?
I didn't bring that on.
Never mind.
Come on, blast some more, man. Show that board off.
That's one of the homies. Clay Kreiner coming to us from Madness Skateboards. Just dropped the new edit, Delusional. And from beginning to end, mind-blowing. So give us the scoop on how long you filmed for. And kind of what was the trick list going into this thing? What did you want to show the world?
Man, I've just been spending a lot of time with good homies filming. There wasn't really an idea of a project or a time frame. It just kind of like slowly came together, and I haven't put out anything solo in a little bit. You know, been traveling with some dudes and had some clips and like some edits here and there, but you know, you're never done filming a video part really. So On my own, I kind of kept pushing back the day, like, there's still shit I want to do, and there's still shit that I want to do to this day, you know, the part dropped this morning, but we're going to keep it firing, keep another one going, you know, as soon as I can. But yeah, man, it's been working my ass off it's been a crazy year, as you guys know, but it has allowed me to do this shit as well, to spend time doing this. You know, Chris, we spend a lot of time traveling, doing contests and all that together. So when I'm out on the road doing all that, it's kind of tough to find the time to do this shit. So I'm feeling blessed in a weird way to have had this crazy year to spend time focusing on stuff like this.
Hell yeah, skating and growing beards.
Yeah, and you know, being like a tranny chopper, obviously, vert background.
It started as a joke, like at the beginning of the year when all this shit hit. It was like, I'm not gonna cut this until all this quarantine stuff's over, and here we are, you know. January of the following year, and I'm looking as homeless as ever.
Looking good, man. So tell us about the feeling of excitement, of relief, and kind of like, all right, start over once the video drops. I mean, we're talking today, like the premiere.
Yeah,
is probably morning, like, you're having a premiere in the kitchen right now with the homies.
Dude, because of, like I said, these crazy times, man, I guess it was Saturday night. I kind of had a little crew over. I just moved into a new spot here in Vista and had a couple buddies over just to pretty much give me an excuse to keep my three-month bender alive. But, yeah, we had had some guys over here and, you know, kind of did a little preview of the part. But, yeah, man, stoked that, yeah, it's like a little breath of fresh air. Stoked to hear from all my people and all the input I've gotten this morning so far. So thanks to you guys, first of all, for shouting at me and getting me on the show. And seriously, everyone that's reached out to me, man, it means the world.
And I mean, there's so much stuff in here to unpack in this part. And a lot of it's like, you know, from some of these parks in Oregon to Elliot's house and putting together lines there. I mean, you grew up, obviously have a vert background. It seems to me that the trend now for guys that kind of grew up skating vert is to put the vert tricks in the most awkward freaking places ever now. And it's just, it's so entertaining to watch. Like, what was one of the biggest challenges for you? Like, what, like trick wise, like taking some of those meaty moves and putting them in places that maybe they don't really belong?
I don't know, man. It's always funny. I feel like some of the things that you wake up in the morning and stress the most about, like when you hit up the filmer or the photographer or whatever, sometimes those just work. And then sometimes the things that started as a joke end up being like the biggest battle of the park.
Right.
But man, I can't disagree with you, you know, like I definitely feel like I came from like a vert heavy background. And yeah, as my skating progresses and as the world of skateboarding progresses, yeah, like I'm just trying to, one, take some of that shit to spots that people wouldn't have imagined prior. And as well as, man, I'm like, it's just been my goal as well throughout these past couple of years to like kind of shed any sort of classification mm-hmm. of skateboarding. As much as I will cling to being a vert skater and not have any shame in saying that's where my background, I'll hold it down, you know, vert's dead is key, but I'm right there with it, you know? But yeah, I'm a fucking skateboarder, man. And that's one thing that I really wanted to show people. And hopefully this is just the first of many. And yeah, that it's not just a bird skater or whatever, man. We're just out here having fun, keeping the vibes high. And yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this morning after watching your part, I texted Sluggo, Rob Boyce, about the backflip. I was like, holy shit, dude. Would you, I mean, because at that point when that trick happened, I mean, it was like, who else is going to freaking do this? And, you know, that shot from the DC ramp, you know, monster ramp flipping into that. Like, were there like tricks in there that you kind of, you really planned on doing? Like you wanted to make sure that they made it in the park?
Honestly, the backflip one kind of started as like a joke more than anything. It was just like, hadn't seen anyone do it in so long. Shout out to Sluggo for doing them consistently, first of all, as well as doing like the alley-oop melon, what the fuck ever that was, man. Yeah. Like OG. But yeah, man, I tried to as well pay a lot of homage to the dudes that did this shit before me and allow me to do what I do today. Man, I had Jake Brown here. Actually, he showed up the other night for the little premiere thing that we did, and I sounded like a broken record on repeat, but I just told him, man, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for dudes like you to like, one, just like prove to me that it's doable. Like, you know, and like as a little kid, man, I told him over and over and over the other night, it's like, you have no idea like what you were to me as a kid and what you still are to me, you know, like we're just homies now. And that shit's weird to me.
Yep.
He's over here kicking it at my house, getting faded with me. So it's like, yo, here's a reminder that you're a legend, dude. And I got this info from you and your crew of dudes like that paved this path for me. And so I'm just feeling blessed to do this shit, man. This is literally what I get to say I do. So
yeah. Mike. Hey Clay, first of all, congratulations on the part. Thank you for coming on the show. Up. You've earned yourself at least a couple days off of your skateboard just to get back.
If I knew he was watching, I'd give him more shit, but I don't know. I didn't really give anybody too much of a heads up that I'd be on here, but I was hitting up my buddy trying to get back over to Elliot's today, man. Like in a weird way, putting this shit out has only fueled the fire to like keep it going.
Back
know?
At it, man.
Dude, that's exactly. Well,
congratulations.
I was just gonna ask you that next, but sounds like the future 2021 for Clay is gonna be awesome. We'll be there watching every minute of it.
Love to get some shit out for you guys before the end of the year, you know, push some stuff. I mean, like I said, we're in some weird times and it's kind of allowed me to do so. So yeah, just try and keep the fire burning.
Cool. Oh yeah. Clay Pryor, ladies and gentlemen. That's a G right there.
See you, homie.
Hey guys, thanks for having me, man. Rad. It's been too long, Chris. We got to link up soon,
man.
I
know, right? We'll just make up our own contest. We'll fly somewhere weird.
Let's go. That's what we got to do, man. We just got to do it.
Hell yeah, Clay.
Later.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, boys. Much love.
Best. Dude, he's the best.
Yeah, that part is just so
Oh, my
stupid.
Gosh. My mind is still like a pretzel trying to figure out exactly what happened there. Yeah. Yeah. But all time, Clay Kreiner, if you haven't seen the part yet, go to Thrasher Magazine right now. Watch it. It's called Delusional, brought to you by Madness Skateboards. I'll probably go watch it like 3 or 4 more times today.
Yeah, there's so much.
And again tonight.
Like I said, there's a bunch of stuff in there to unpack that's like just like the super tech flip in, flip out stuff. Like it's – there's a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we got some more skate news. We're gonna burn through skate news.
Oh, by the way, this is not Clay Kreiner. I
did not throw you under the bus there.
No,
you
I
asked.
Threw myself under the bus. That was really weird.
Oh, we got okay. We're gonna just blast through some skate news because we're going from one mega ramp skater to a mega wave surfer. All I got to tell you right now is you got to go to jenkum.com as well. Watch the second coming of Brandon Turner, incredible mini doc. On a San Diego legend.
Lords of Dogtown as a TV show. Yeah. Yes or no? We want to hear from you about this one. I'm kind of on the fence. Like, how many is it going to turn out to be like The Hills?
Maybe.
I don't know.
The Hills of Dogtown?
Weird. Super
you
weird.
You tell us. Hey, subscribe and like. What do you say on these?
Smash the like.
Smash the thing.
Yeah.
I got to go a quick shout out to Junior Gutierrez.
The 8-year-old ripper?
Just a 9-year-old throwing himself down everything. And Ace Pelka, Creative Control. So there's your homework. Watch all those videos and get excited. Go skateboarding. It's perfect skate weather most places in the world right now. Which brings us to surf news brought to you by Hanson Surfboards. There's been a lot of really good waves ridden in the last 100 years of surfing, right? I'm going through my Mavericks file right now. There are some memorable waves, but a wave that was just ridden just a few days ago, usually it's by someone who we kind of know, you know, like, oh yeah, I kind of know that dude. Mm. Like now it's by a friend.
This is a full know.
A real guy.
You full know this guy.
I know this dude. I got his phone number. And now he's basically, I would say, and I Google searched it just to general news, the most popular surfer in the world today.
Wow.
He is Pete Mel. Pete Mel, welcome.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, guys. Thanks for bringing me down to the Monday Math.
Just, you look so put together right now. You look like you're going to a business meeting. Yesterday, you were in the Coliseum, a big wet Coliseum. How are you doing? How are you feeling right now?
Adrenals are tapped, for sure. It's interesting how I've never quite felt the way I felt the day after I rode that last way, but then we had to get back up and do it again yesterday.
It's, oh my gosh. Like,
I'm tapped out really, truly.
And so
that's why I fixed my hair and I'm like, I got to be normal somehow.
The first day, obviously, like, you know, there's a lot of people claiming that no one's ever ridden a better wave at Mavericks. And then I saw a picture of the wave yesterday that straight up, like, it didn't really look real. You know, and
it was like the best wave and then the biggest wave,
the scariest
back day.
Freaking
how the hell
thing
does that
ever.
Happen?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Talk us through it. Like, we want to hear about it. I want to hear about like the first of all the barrel because that thing just looked way too easy.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. That day, I mean, it's been really cool because I've been partnered up with my kid of all things, right? Like. John and I have been heading up each and every swell together and watching his progression, which, you know, big wave surfing, you don't usually get to do every day, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to maybe do it 5 times a year if you're lucky. That's a good season, you know, and we've already been able to get up there, you know, a dozen times, maybe even more, right? So it's one of those things where I've been able to see him get comfortable.
Do you trip out with him in the water with you as far as like safety-wise, being a dad and everything?
Well, I mean, that's why I feel like I've been, I mean, what's rekindled this kind of inspired performances is that I'm out there with him. And so I'm, I mean, the original plan was like, hey, I'm going to go out there because I want to protect him, you know, mm-hmm. and give him some pointers and get him, you know, understanding the lineup a little bit. But he's already really keen. He's got a good eye. He takes a very calculated approach to surfing waves out there. So it's, I'm not really nervous, but it's nice to be out there, believe me, you know, getting to keep an eye on him. And as a matter of fact, he keeps a watchful eye on me. For example, yesterday I paddled out. I was the first one to kind of go out, you know, between our team, and I went out on a 10-6 and I'm like, okay, so in order to catch one of these waves, I'm just going to go way out the back so I don't have to deal with the 20 footers that are just doubling up and morphing on the inside, and go way out there and try and get one. And so I was out there in no man's land, really trying to find a place to line up one of these waves, because we really hadn't seen a day like that in a long, long time, and especially without a tow rope, you know. So, you know, everyone was trying to paddle these waves going, hey, today's going to be the day, because it's sheet glass, that someone's going to ride the biggest and paddle into the biggest wave ever, because there was opportunities for sure. You just had to find it. And I ended up being, I was literally 250 yards outside of the main bowl, and I had a wave catch me inside. Like, I had to bail.
Jeez.
My cord broke, right? And so my board disappeared, and I'm swimming out in the middle of the ocean with, you know, 30, 40 foot waves breaking all around me. And I'm like, John, help. You know? And literally the first thing I see is John just coming around, and he had his eye on me and was on me in no time. So like, he's actually saving my butt.
It switched. It switched up.
So yeah. What was the size out there, to give people that maybe need a sense of scale? Like, what was the size of the waves that were breaking yesterday?
I mean, the macho guys are saying it's 30 feet, but
let's go every dude. Like,
so 60 feet.
Yeah.
It was 60, 70 feet. I mean, on the face, you're looking at these waves. It literally was buildings, you know, moving buildings coming in. It was incredible to see. Really unique angle. You know, there's not a lot of days you get to see it really west like that. So it made it a little bit more daunting, because it was kind of curving onto the shallow part of the reef, and it didn't have this thing of current moving off the reef, you know, which is what you ultimately want. You know, it was on itself. And so it was just grinding on itself. It's the most beautiful thing, but man, you saw the energy there. So it was really hard to approach, as you can see with like Twiggy's wipeout, you know, and a lot of the wipeouts that happened, but there were some amazing rides too. I mean, Willem Banks, Luca Padua, John, you know, endless, Ottman, you know, there was a lot of great waves ridden, but it was really difficult to paddle.
Pete, I know you've obviously put in as much time at it as anyone at Mavericks. Give us the quick story of what it was like, you know, in the beginning of high performance, big wave Maverick surfing with yourself and Flea and Barney, and kind of that second wave of Santa Cruz surfers out there, to now where the boards are better, the safety equipment is better, you have more skis and eyeballs in the water, a lot of the same crew, but you know, what has made the difference in the approach and how many waves are ridden, how many better and bigger waves are being ridden out there in 2021?
Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is the safety. You know, with the inflation vests, the stagnant flotation that everyone's using, that's really helped a lot, because, you know, in a wipeout situation, now all of a sudden you can just inflate into a beach ball and you're going to come to the surface. And that takes a lot of the risk out of it. You know, also the advent of skilled, water safety guys on jet skis or, you know, watercraft to come in and get you. So that's really, I think, up the approach to why these guys are going on waves that, you know, like when we were out there back in the day, we had a group of guys that were all watching each other's backs, but we had no flotation. We didn't have skis coming in to get you. There were boats there in case something happened, but overall, so you weren't really having the ability to take that extra risk. So, I mean, the advent of, like I said, the inflation vests and the skis and the water patrol has made it really a lot safer out there. You know, obviously stuff can happen and anything can happen, but now, I mean, there's oxygen out there. There's, you know, the paddles if someone were to go unconscious. Like, we have all of that kind of set up there. So the safety is just paramount, and it's everywhere. You know, the Mavericks Water Patrol with Frank Chiarte and that whole group, they're out there pretty much every swell. So it's very helpful, and it's made things a lot less risky.
That's amazing.
How is it as far as like the tourism factor out there now? When people hear there's going to be big waves, is there all of a sudden just a whole bunch
flourishing,
of
flourishing, bro?
Be honest.
Is there just like a whole bunch of people like floating around out there now to like to get a peek?
Oh, full on. Yesterday was a circus, you know, and it's an organized chaos in a way. I mean, you've got the bigger boats to kind of sit back a little bit, although certain times you get wind blowing kind of into the lineup, which makes it a little bit more hazardous. You've got current that, you know, that with the direction yesterday, there was nothing pulling everybody off the bowl, except for if you were surfing, it felt like you were paddling against a river, but inside where everyone was kind of watching, it was kind of almost pulling in. Where everyone was taken off, one current's moving one way, and then inside it was moving another. So the boats definitely got a little bit crowded. But overall, there's a pretty skilled group of captains that are out there, and they're all working together. The skis obviously are a big part of it. And then we do have kind of a sheriff. I mean, Frank Piarte is a perfect guy. He's the Mavericks Water Patrol, and he'll call you guys out if you're making dumb moves, and you know, you try to organize it. That's the best way to do it. I mean, you got to have somebody kind of being the sheriff, and Frank's that great guy to do it.
That's a whole new level. So last question for you, Pete. I know you have probably 12 interviews lined up today. Like I said, Googling Big Wave Mavericks. Well, this is probably the best show you're going to be on.
Truthfully.
Tell us about some of the kind of cool places or random places, because again, I did the Google search and you popped up everywhere with the barrel, right? Have you seen yourself or been approached by any random major news network to talk about this wave, other than the accolades you've gotten from every big wave and small wave surfer around the planet? What have been some weird requests?
Good Morning America. Who's knocking on your door,
Howard
Pete?
Stern Show.
Nothing? No one's gone to that level. But I will say that Sean Stiles from CBS in San Diego is the only news that reached out. Can you believe it? Sean.
That's our guy, Sean Stiles. Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Sean Stiles, dude, from CBS. He hit me up. And so you guys will be seeing either tonight, maybe. I mean, I gave him some footage to use. He's going to have the barrel. And he did a little we did a Zoom meeting. So that was it. Monday Mass and Sean Stiles. So everybody in San Diego, right on.
Perfect. Is Wifey on the beach at this point? Is this an old hat, or is she like calm when you get out of the water? Like, what's the deal?
No, dude, the best part is she doesn't come up there, but I will say that one of her things that she does while I'm gone with the kids up there, because Anthony was there too. I had my older boy out there as well, being kind of my pit boss. He was in there doing all the waxing of the boards, making sure he had all the extra equipment on there, on the extra ski in case anything went down. So we had a full team. And mom, she stayed here at the office, and I come back and literally laundry's done, my desk is spotless. I mean, she distracts herself by cleaning, so everything is seriously super organized. It's awesome.
Oh, that's great. Well, for those of you out there watching, this guy right here, Pete Mel, caught what people are calling the wave of the decade, if not the wave of the century, at Mavericks. And this is what Pete does now as a sponsored surfer, but his day job is at a surf shop in Santa Cruz, freelance surf shop. Probably the best shop in California. I mean, it's good as Hanson's, at least, right?
The world. Come on.
Right there in
Give
the world?
Give it in the world.
Okay. There
you go. One door, you can come in, you can see my wife, my kids work on the floor. We try to have product if we can actually get it, because it's been pretty tough to find wetsuits and booties these days. But we've done a best job to get everything in here. So if you want to come in, talk some story, talk about fins, talk about shaping, talk about riding waves, come on in.
All right.
I love it.
Pete Thanks, Mel. Pete.
The man.
Thanks for having us.
Well, hopefully we see you soon in real life.
Yeah. I know.
IRL. Well, he won't see us out at Mavericks anytime soon.
I won't.
I'm gonna stay as far away from Mavericks as I'm like, this right here.
What's your price?
This is as close
What's
as I'm
your
getting
price?
To Mavericks.
What's your price?
My price to ride that wave that Pete rode?
Just any wave.
Any wave.
Paddle in on a solid day at Mavericks. Name your price. Pete's telling
100
you,
grand.
Pete's telling you where to be, when to paddle.
100 grand?
Pete, we can get this dude. I can guarantee you we'll get some crazy CBD company to
that'd
sponsor
be like
his.
That'd be a snuff film. Nobody wants to watch a snuff film of me with these little arms on my 5'4 at Mavericks. We're going to stay out. All Thanks right. again.
Thanks,
Pete Mel joining
hey,
the show.
Chat, boys.
See you, buddy.
You know what I love, too? Like, if you go to the shop, someone's going to be there. But can you imagine the note on the door? Be back in an hour surfing 60-foot Mavericks. Mm-hmm. come back then.
That's legit.
Dude, Pete and... You know what I love about that, too, is not only is he one of the probably, you know, most well-respected big wave surfers in the world, nicest dude.
Nicest dude ever.
the nicest dude, and one of these guys that will tell you straight up, like if we got the $100,000 together.
I mean, I've commentated some WSL stuff. You've commentated, obviously, with Pete. He's, like, one of my favorite dudes to, like, commentate with. Just absolutely. Because he's, like, a fun same. Person to talk to. So,
yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Congratulations, Pete. That didn't look real.
I know.
All right.
The day after you wake up in the morning knowing you've accomplished something that no one in the world has ever done, and then they're like, go get back out there.
It's still
do it again.
It's still good.
It's 1,000 feet. Yeah. Go for it. Wow.
All right. Well, there we go. Anything else in the surf news?
Yeah, we got some other surf news. I got the call from Stab Magazine talking about their Stab Surfer of the Year, and I blew it.
What do you mean?
I just wasn't prepared. I was talking out of my ass.
They called to ask your opinion?
They called to ask, you know, because I've given my answers for the past couple of years. Uh-huh. And I think it's going to be okay. But you know when you do an interview with somebody and you want to sound smart, you know, you want to sound
using bigger words than comfortable with?
I just, yeah.
Okay.
We'll see how it turns out.
Who'd you say?
I said, well, number one, so you pick 5 guys, 5 gals.
Okay.
And a kid. John was my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Wright was my number one for women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spoil it.
All right.
And then the teenage one, so it was like best junior, I kind of just blanked. But I ended up picking Jackson Dorian.
Oh,
that's
very
kind
cool.
of an obvious one, right?
But there's that's pretty competitive. You know, the junior
you know
one
what?
Is pretty competitive.
It's not as competitive as it used to be. It seems like there used to be so many juniors, or now maybe there's too many.
I think Shane's just doing a really good job of getting Jackson.
Marketing.
Yeah. He's a great surf dad.
I think he's just that good.
Yeah. Also.
There's a new show on worldsurfleague.com. It's kind of like this show, except for there's arguing. It's called...
Wait, we do that too, though.
Do we?
What's it called?
Basically, it's called... what is it? It's called... damn it. It's a face-off between Mick Fanning and Russ Williams. Explosive takes, unfiltered opinions, and bold predictions. That's available now on WorldSurfing.com.
Okay, so it's just like this or that. Like, it's just Ross and Mick getting mad at each other.
It's like a sports show where they debate topics.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'll definitely be zooming in. I'll be tuning in to check that out. What else? Patagonia is pissed.
I wonder
why. You
want
to get political?
Yeah.
You want to get political?
Just dip the toe in.
Dip the toe?
Mm-hmm.
There's something bad happened the other day. Right?
Okay. We'll just move
on
from that.
Some people say it was good.
We try to be.
Other people say it was bad.
We try to be like anti-political. Apolitical.
Yeah. But Patagonia
why are they pissed?
They are. They're not going to allow anybody on the right to buy their clothes.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a bold stand.
Which is kind of interesting because most of the people that I know around here that are rocking the gear might lean over. But that being said,
that's gonna be
I love Patagonia gear, by the way.
Awful lot of like those fuzzy vests being burned on the East Coast.
Well, I remember a while back Patagonia was over it because the uniform of stockbrokers on Wall Street became Patagonia puffy vest with like the suit and stuff.
Hmm.
So I love that Patagonia is like, nah. These clothes are not for you.
Debate.
Do not wear this when storming a thing.
Okay.
So that was our political moment. All
right, we're moving right along from that.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch that anymore.
No.
Okay.
No, we don't want to upset our base.
Don't ruin the Pete Mel moment with a bunch of political mumbo jumbo.
Nothing political about what Pete Mel did. That was just triumph, glory, gusto. Any other adjectives you have for that wave? Waves? Mm-hmm.
Scary
hammers.
Yeah,
scary.
Mm-hmm. He was
scary.
He was inside the ocean.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Right in
let's
the
move on to snowboard news.
Snowboarding news is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding.
There it is.
I've got one boot. I'm one quart. I'm almost there. I'm almost snowboarding.
Two thirds
of the way to snowboarding. I've got the gear. Now I just need the ticket and take the ride.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have for snowboarding? There was a contest this weekend, Chris. Finally, competition.
Wait, what?
There was a competition.
Where do we get the
was
invite?
Not, was not here in the
not
United,
invited.
Not here in the United States.
We were not invited.
The World Cup started.
Okay.
We had an event, finally.
Big Air.
In Austria.
So people were flying down the mountain doing Big Airs. There was cameras. There's people. And I'm loving the comeback story continues.
Still going.
Max Perreault.
Max Perreault. Canadian Max Perreault, who took down cancer. He came back last year, kicked ass.
Yep.
And he's starting this year again with another kick-ass performance. There hasn't been many competitions happening. My hat is off to anyone that can pull together an event right now.
Yeah.
And Austria did it.
I love Austria.
And it was great.
The Alp. Have you ever been to the Alp?
The Alp?
Yeah. There's one of them in Austria. There's a couple, but I've only been to one of them. I used to go to used to work for Reef, and I remember we sponsored Ehrenstahl.
Yeah.
And so one year...
Did you go to Ehrenstahl?
I went to Innsbruck, Austria for Ehrenstahl, and my job was to babysit and wrangle two Reef girls in snow gear.
Wow.
Which is... Kind of back then, you know, reef malls were a big deal, and I was the wrangler. From a distance, I was socially distant even back then.
You're right.
I mean, this is
more not by choice though.
No, not by
more
choice.
Because they
asked me not to stand close to them.
But that's
all.
I mean, there you go. We have competition.
Kreisberg, Austria is where it was.
Kreisberg.
So not only did Max Perreault kick cancer's ass a couple years back, but now he's kicking snow ass. Took down Sven Thorgan and Måns Roiland.
There you go.
On the women's side, one of my favorite names. Zoe Sadowski-Sinot.
She is...
From New Zealand.
Killing it. She's got... I think she has one of the best styles. Best airs and styles.
She's got airs and style.
In women's snowboarding. It's really incredible to watch. And, you know, like I said, it's just these... all these people that are like the competitive snowboarders that they're looking forward to, you know, there's an Olympic
in 2022.
Yeah. So a lot of these people are looking forward to getting back into it again. They've basically been on hold since last March. And it's just cool to see the people that choose competitive snowboarding to actually have an opportunity to do it.
Here.
Yeah.
Let's you and I do some competitive snowboarding sometime soon.
Listen to this. So there was a gigantic snowstorm. In Spain, of all places.
Madrid,
which is basically like, it's kind of in the middle of Spain.
That's far from Barcelona.
There's not a lot of mountains in Madrid. It's kind of a flat area, sort of.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's mountains, but it's not like...
No Alp.
There's no like Alp there.
There's no Alp in Spain.
But they are dealing with a record amount of snow. So I wonder how many edits are going to come out of Madrid, like the...
City snowboarding.
City riding.
I think that would be kind of the ultimate strike mission. There's good and bad, of course. The bad is it totally screwed up the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you know, hospitals had to be closed, all the crazy, gnarly stuff. But the videos that I saw, I mean, there's people snowboarding down the streets, which snowboarding down the streets of Madrid, Spain, that'd be a pretty cool bucket list item to
do. The last time that I was in Madrid, it was so freaking hot. I felt like I was melting.
Yeah.
So it's really crazy to think that there is just so much snow there. Because typically, you don't really associate giant
snowfall,
city-stopping snow events
in Spain.
In Spain,
right?
So,
because the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain.
Well, Madrid is in
the
kind
snow
of in a plain.
Is they don't have
it's
a
frozen.
Snow.
It's frozen rain.
They don't have a snow saying yet, but a bullfight in the snow. Not that I condone bullfighting, but that could be pretty cool looking, right?
Great.
They got 20 inches of snow in the capital between Friday and Saturday.
There you go.
And more to come.
Imagine that.
Crazy. We've been talking about avalanche safety. We've been talking about overall safety. We're already getting reports of very unfortunate incidents.
Well, and it's because of, we had an avalanche in the studio.
Scary.
Like we've been saying on these episodes, there's a crazy unstable layer of snow. I was talking to a good homie of mine, Griffin Siebert, fellow Quicksilver team rider.
Yeah.
And he was talking about this one facet of snow that it's going to take a long time for it to heal. And
right.
It's very, you know, basically what has to happen is a ton of snow needs to fall. All that snow needs to bond together in order to kind of heal this really crazy, dangerous layer of snow that's out there that could potentially cause tragedy. So go on.
So either stick to the resorts or be just very, be very careful.
If you don't know what you're doing in the backcountry, don't go in the backcountry.
I don't.
Right.
But a guy, I know a guy who does. Can we bring up, we have an East Coast snow report. We have an East Coast snow report. One of my favorite snowboarders in the world.
Not
how you doing?
You wouldn't really, Joey B, you wouldn't really associate avalanche safety with Hunter Mountain.
No, no, but I would associate how you doing in Ing with our next guest, all who's right. recorded a East Coast snow report for us. Is Joey B? How you doing, Joey B? How you doing?
How you doing? It's your boy Joey B. We're out here at Hunter Mountain giving you the live Monday morning, Monday Mass Snow Report for the East Coast, brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. One low in the chair left over here. I mean, you know, conditions are good. It's, you know, your classic East Coast start. We had a nice big dump right at the beginning of the season. Then things, you know, warmed up. Then it got cold. Then it warmed up. Then it got cold. And, you know, it's just kind of, we're rolling with the punches here on the East Coast. That's kind of just how it works. You know, we got about 60% terrain open. I think it's 6 out of 12 lifts here at Hunter Mountain. We got some challenging terrain. We got some beginner terrain. But I mean, all across the East Coast, pretty much the same thing. Things are looking good. Starting to happen. Mid-January, you know, what more could you ask for? And, you know, given the current situation of the country and everything that's going on, I'd say that we're doing a good job. You know, the safety precautions are being upheld. Everyone's doing good. Everyone's wearing masks. Everyone's, you know, doing what they can do to play their part so we can keep this fun, you know, keep it going. So, you know, we'll see you out there. Thanks for checking in. It's your boy Joey B. How you doing for the Monday morning, Monday Mass Snow Report? Get out!
And that was our East Coast Snow Report from the one and only Joey B. Joey B, how you doing?
So if you were listening to the podcast, that will be inserted.
That's what she said?
Okay, great. Moving right along.
Well, thank you, Joey B. Joey B is going to be joining us with more reports. This guy...
I feel like we need to have more East Coast flavor, and I think Joey B is the person.
I think he's the man for the job.
He's also in surf. Joey B is great surfer. Correspondent yeah. as well.
Joey B all year.
Yeah.
I'm going Joey B for the four seasons. The only person that I know who uses Parmesan cheese...
For wax.
For board wax.
Right.
Joey B, how you doing? We'll get back with more Joey B next week. That was snow news. Besides the fact that I'm starting to see more and more people riding, I've got I got reports from a homie in Whistler who got into a little trouble in the lift line.
Really?
Because while you're supposed to be social distancing, the lift lines were getting jammed up. Somebody kept bumping into him, so he turned around and told the dude, like, get the fuck away from me.
Right.
And the guys took his pass or something.
Wow.
So he got in trouble for trying to enforce the lift lines. We'll have more on that. It's going off up in Whistler. But don't go there because it's too crowded right now. Just wait a little bit.
I don't think you can go there.
You can't go there.
No.
You can't go to a lot of people.
Imagine
places.
If you could.
Imagine I'm an imaginary dragon that snow... stuff.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. This is the section of the show where people usually turn it off, except for nerds.
And, well, we do answer questions, so if you've asked a question, that's coming in.
Okay, go.
This is kind of this is some more sad news. I'm going to start Nerd News with sad news.
Great.
Because I want to clear the air.
Will there be an uplifting part of it?
There's a band that both Todd and I love. Couple bands. Heavy Vegetable, Thingy.
Mm-hmm.
The female voice you heard on those incredible records at shows from those two bands. Her name is Alea. She passed away last week.
Oh.
Very sad.
Tragic.
She was a fixture in the San Diego indie rock scene, especially in the Leucadia core scene, which we are in and amongst right now.
Deep in it.
So that's very sad. I want everybody out there to listen to some Heavy Vegetable today for Alea. But I do have good news about music, live music. Dr. Fauci, who's a big fan of this show, thinks that live music is coming back.
Really?
Soon.
Cool.
And that begs the question. I asked this of my friend Tom Johnson last night. If a show happened in the next couple of weeks, would you go?
Did you say Don Johnson?
Tom Johnson.
Oh.
And I asked him, would you go? He said, maybe.
Mm.
And I said, maybe. And then I started watching live footage of shows, and I'm going, ooh. I don't know. It's kind of sketch.
I think the older you get, though, like, I don't know about you, but, like, when I go see a show now, I'm, like, looking for this, like, the place that I can, like, watch and not
right.
be touched by other people.
Yeah.
And that was before everyone started getting sick.
Depends on where they touch you.
I don't know what kind of shows you're going to.
Tons of shows. Okay. So would you, let's say Sunny Day Real Estate gets back together. They're playing in 2 weeks at the Casbah or a club like that. Are you going?
Probably not. I probably wouldn't go anyways because it's probably after 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'll be there. And I'll give you all the report.
All right.
I'll wear 4 masks. Todd, big news for you especially.
Oh,
Sex and the City is coming back.
What?
HBO Max.
Why?
You got Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, Kristen Davis, not Kim Cattrall.
Huh.
There's a lot of Kim Cattrall fans that listen to this show. They're going to be kind of upset about that.
Why would they bring that back?
Because now we got to see what it's like to be 50 plus
and
having sex on the city.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which city is it? Is it still New York?
In New York City. Oh. There's sex for Miranda.
A lot of STDs.
And Parker, Carrie Bradshaw is going to be... Nobody cares.
No one really does care.
I got
about
a movie
that.
Recommendation. It's called Soul.
You know, I've heard a lot...
It's so good.
Is it that good?
It is really good.
We kind of discussed this like last week. I think I can't... I have a hard time watching...
Animation?
These Disney movies because I know they're going to be like... I'm going to be happy and then they're just going to like pull the rug out from me and I'm just going to be sad.
No. Soul, it produces... joyful tears throughout. There's great music. The message is amazing. It really touched my whole crew.
You touch your whole?
Touched the crew. It touched the whole crew. Pretty awesome. That's my movie recommendation.
I think the last one of those that I watched was the one about like the feelings.
Wonder Woman?
No. There was like the...
Oh,
the,
yeah.
What was that called? Do you remember what that one was called?
Emotions?
I don't know. But it was like the one based on like your feelings. And that one... That one sucked. It hit me right in the feeling spot. Here's another big news. Our friend of our show, friend of you and me, was on the show just 2 weeks ago talking about his Hoonicorn video, and he's busted YouTube wide open several times.
Oh, my gosh. He has defiled YouTube hard.
Ken Block has parted ways with his sponsor, Ford.
Oh. For Ferrari?
They're seeing other people.
Ford versus Ferrari?
Quote, unquote.
Really?
Yep.
Damn, I was just going to get into rally car driving. I was going to get a Ford.
Right, but no more.
No more.
So
I'm going where Ken goes, wherever that is.
Who knows who Ken's going to sign with? I'm sure there's a lot of people clamoring to give him an automobile.
I'll give him mine, but it's a Ford.
Oh.
I think, what do you think it would cost for us to get some Monday Mass stickers printed up and have them on his car? Like,
it's a really good question.
By a wheel or on the visor?
I know that like there's some of his sponsors, like for instance... DC Shoes. He helped to start DC Shoes. DC Shoes' logo has become incrementally smaller with every livery.
So that means the Monday Mass logo can get bigger. Livery. What's livery?
Livery is when they decorate the car. That's what all over the car is.
Livery.
Yeah.
I got.
Are we going into
the
questions?
Any more nerd news?
No, I think that's it for me.
That's it for nerd news. We're going into questions brought to you by Beneath. If your question is what are the best underwear in the world?
Beneath Apparel.
The answer is Beneath Apparel. BN3TH. Check them out. Instagram. We have a code. Buy them.
All right. What's the questions?
This is from AL. 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 N underscore Z. A hypothetical for Todd.
All right.
Thanks, Al. Dick. The year is 2022. We're allowed to travel again. You've flown to Baldface for amazing BC conditions, but Canada has seized your bags, taken your nanocraft and your snowboards.
Ooh.
So for today's powder day, you get to choose.
Okay.
A Sims from the 90s with Chris's 2021 clicker bindings. 2. B. A current model from the Yes lineup, but with the OG clicker bindings. Or C. A no board. No bindings, no problem.
No board.
No board.
Easy.
I've always wanted to try that.
It's really fun.
I'm either going to do my K2 step-ins or no boarding.
Okay.
And that's it.
Great.
So I'm A and C, even though Al didn't care for me to answer.
Good powder, and you need to have
a leash.
It can't be very flat. You need to have steeps.
I'm in. Jed underscore PNW. This guy's on it on the questions.
What you got?
As an ex pro athlete, 40s. As ex pro athlete, 40 somethings. I'm a 40 something, but I'm not a big ex pro athlete as him. So it meets in the middle. Have you changed your diets or become more aware of anything specific, or are you simply just trying to keep an above average active life and let your body do whatever? It does. I just let my body talk for me.
Really?
No, we have been doing stuff. We've been doing supplements.
Yeah, supplements. I say, you know, these days it's like collagen and like for, you know, Bubs and New Greens and all these people, these friends that we have that sponsor the show, but it's actually like
I would be doing it if they weren't sponsors. Exactly. I'd be on the Bubs and New Greens.
It's pretty easy. Sure. Like, it's not like it used to be. Like, you basically just fire down a glass of whatever, kind of this mix, and take a couple of vitamins, and your body's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. And try to, you know, I say this all the time. I don't think I'm out there learning new stuff or learning, you know, like a progressing. Mm-hmm. I think I'm happy with where I'm at. So if I can just keep as much as I have now moving forward, that'll be a win.
And hydrate.
Drink water. I got water right here.
Monster Energy is not a form of water unless they sponsor this show for great amounts of money.
Which we will accept. So that's a great question, Jed PNW. Supplements and staying active.
There you go.
This is from Adam Etzart. Adam Etzart, longtime friend and fan of the show. And the question is, what song or songs would define your high school snowboarding, surfing, and skateboarding years?
Wow.
You
go first.
Minor Threat, Salad Days.
Wow.
What? High school.
Define your high school?
Just a song that if you listen to, you think about high school.
Clash, She Sells Sanctuary. I mean, the Cult. Excuse me.
The Clash covered that?
The Cult.
The Cult, She Sells Sanctuary. Sanctuary. Okay.
Like seashore.
All right. There's your answers. Baker, Too Baked, wants to know, is wake surfing kooky? Asking for a friend.
No, it's just like surfing behind a boat. If you don't have waves, it's so fun. Might as well just go.
I think it's kooky in a good way because it's so fun. To me, kooky is something that you do that is so fun that you're laughing the whole time you're doing it and still having fun. So yes, it's kooky, but that's a good thing. It's a Who good cares? Kind of kooky. And I got a message here from Keating Smith that wants to remind us that not all things happening at the Capitol are necessarily bad. This is the cover of Destroyer.
Yeah, isn't that video.
And what's happening there?
Right here, that is Mikey LeBlanc. You can see that right there. This is probably in 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Storming the Capitol in a good way.
Mike LeBlanc.
Storming out of the Capitol down the rail.
Doing a lip slide on the rail. They thought they were going to get kicked out. Big snowstorm in D.C. And that's the most political we're going to get during this show.
That's our last political statement. And that's our last thing we're going to talk about here on the Monday Mask.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening and now watching.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete Mel. Thanks, Clay Kreiner.
Clay Kreiner for coming on. And
two heavyweights.
We'll see you next week.
Jeez. What a show. I don't know if we're going to be able to top it next week, but we're sure as hell going to try. Don't forget to sub like it. Damn, I always screw up the outro. Don't forget to subscribe and like this video and tell your friends to do the same in that order. I'm Chris Cote.
And I'm Todd Rich. We'll see you next week.
And that's the Monday Mass. Bye.